It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's like the promised flying cars that never seemed to come. I'm David Brancaccio. The electric car from Apple, 10 years of investment yet. There are multiple published reports now that Apple has given up. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Apple's ambitions to create its own autonomous electric vehicle, known internally as Project Titan, have been secretive to a degree. Rumors have swirled around Silicon Valley since the project began in 2014. The company has also been testing its autonomous driving technology on public roads, according to data from the California Department of Motor Vehicles. But the effort appears to be ending, and at least some of the employees working on the project reportedly will shift to developing artificial intelligence instead. In a call with analysts earlier this month, CEO Tim Cook promised more AI-related developments later this year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Markets Dow and S&P futures are both down 0.3%. Stock in United Health fell 2.25% yesterday and is down another 1% in pre-market trading right now. This after the Wall Street Journal reported the Justice Department has opened an antitrust investigation with a possible focus on United Health's Optum unit, which owns Doctor Practices. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been traveling to what are called news deserts in Super Tuesday states to hear about the business models that are failing or informing voters as they make their choices on Tuesday. Today, North Carolina, where sparse local news coverage may have played parts in a congressional election so questionable, there was a do-over.
It not only happened in my own state, it happened in the congressional district, the North Carolina 9th congressional district that I lived in at that point.
That is media scholar Penny Muse Abernathy, one of the foremost experts on declining local news coverage in America. She's now with the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. It's the fall of 2018.
a Baptist minister, had seemed to win a seat in Congress by about 900 votes.
What later became apparent is that all of the difference could be attributed to absentee ballots that had been cast in at least one of the counties.
Some voters even claim that strangers came to their door offering to collect their ballots for them and even fill them out.
That's WCNC-TV in Charlotte. The case was ugly. The candidate's own son, himself a U.S. attorney, testified that he had warned his father about hiring a political operative who offered sketchy services.
I told him that collecting ballots was a felony.
In a very rare occurrence in a race for U.S. Congress, officials ordered a new election. A blockbuster story. Yet, Abernathy noticed coverage was only minimal. You'd think evidence of election fraud would be the talk of the district and drive voters in the special election to the polls to make sure their vote got counted. Instead, turnout was only so-so, down by a third from the first election. Abernathy draws a line from voter apathy to the desertification of local news.
What we've seen over the last 20 years, as the quality and quantity of our local news has dropped precipitously, so has participation in local elections.
And there's another feature about this sorry tale that disturbs people worried about the decline of local news. It's how the election shenanigans first came to light. It was not a local Woodward or Bernstein-style reporter on the beat.
No, it absolutely wasn't. The real uncovering of this came from political scientists who were looking and noticing immediately the anomaly occurring with election returns in one specific county.
The absentee ballots were weird in Bladen County. It has a paper, but given what's happening with the internet and ad revenue, it doesn't have the reporting staff papers used to have when Abernathy started out in the business nearby.
They have to be very selective about the stories they cover. You just don't have the bandwidth to do it.
The political operative in the absentee ballot scandal was charged but died before a trial. The original candidate, Mark Harris, was never charged with anything and, as it happens, is running for Congress in the Republican primary next week. And who needs local papers if we have phones full of headlines?
What travels on your cell phone? Way more than 95% of that is national news. So, you know, we used to say all politics is local, but in the absence of local news, all politics and all news becomes national.
The local news initiative at Medill tracks news deserts as well as solutions, including social entrepreneurs who work to fill in gaps in local coverage. Based in Durham, a nonprofit called Carolina Public Press doesn't see itself as a replacement for local newspapers, but with a roster of freelancers and two staff reporters, it has been able to do investigative work that moves the needle. Lisa Lopez is interim executive director.
Either with our digital platform and or partnerships with other news organizations like radio, and we find out what topics they would like to see us cover, as well as how they would like to receive the news.
Such as texting news stories to readers in rural counties with spotty internet. And editor-in-chief Frank Taylor says his team has reported on weaknesses in state law, leading to low rates of prosecution for sexual assault.
And as a result of our reporting, legislation passed unanimously in the legislature, which, if you know the North Carolina legislature, it can be a toxically partisan place.
Innovations to irrigate or replant news deserts are happening around the country. After the Oxford Press in Ohio folded for good about a month ago, students at nearby Miami University jumped in, adding a local news section to the student newspaper. In Maine, many for-profit newspapers were rolled up last year into a single nonprofit umbrella organization. But also popping up are news-like publications filled with algorithm-generated content and items that look like news but are really partisan talking points. Tomorrow, we cross the border to Virginia to visit a news desert surprisingly close to Washington, D.C. All of our Democracy in the Desert stories become streamable from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.